Diaries. A diary is a personal account of the happenings, thoughts and feelings of the writer over the course of a day or perhaps a week. A diligent diarist will write an entry every day, but it is not unusual for diaries to be filled in less frequently. Diaries, also called journals, are sometimes written for publication. However, normally they are private records. Diaries were particularly popular in Victorian times. In the past, diaries were usually handwritten. Nowadays, however, many people write diaries called blogs on the internet to record their lives. Types of diary. People keep many different types of diary. Here are some examples. Travel diaries. This type of diary is often kept by those going on holidays or on an exciting journey. Some of the most famous travel diaries are those of the polar explorer Captain Robert Scott. These diaries give a fascinating and terribly sad insight into the final days and hours of his failed expedition to the South Pole. Scott's team was beaten to the South Pole by the Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen. The team met with disaster on their attempt to return to their base camp. The following is Scott's near-final diary entry on Thursday, the 29th of March, 1912. Every day we have been ready to start for our depot 11 miles away. But outside the door of the tent, it remains a scene of whirling drift. I do not think we can hope for better things now. We shall stick it out to the end. But we are getting weaker, of course, and the end cannot be far. It seems a pity, but I do not think I can write more. After that, all he wrote was, "For God's sake, look after our people." 8 months later, Scott's tent was discovered with the three frozen bodies of Scott and two team members inside. War diaries. A war diary is usually an official record of an army's activities during times of war. It is updated daily by the officer in charge. However, of much more interest are personal war diaries. The most famous of these is the diary of Anne Frank. Anne Frank was a young Jewish girl who was given a diary on her 13th birthday in 1942. She called her diary Kitty, and in it she described her life during World War II, when her family were forced to hide from Nazis, followers of Hitler, in an attic in Amsterdam, Holland. The diary gives a unique insight into life under the rule of the Nazis. It is particularly heartbreaking because Anne did not survive the war. 3 days after this, her last diary entry, Anne was captured and transported to Auschwitz concentration camp. From there, she was sent to the concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen, where she died of typhus. "I get cross, then sad, and finally end up turning my heart inside out, the bad part on the outside and the good part on the inside, and keep trying to find a way to become what I'd like to be and what I could be if only there were no other people in the world. Yours, Anne M. Frank." Dream diaries. People who want to remember and interpret their dreams often record them in dream diaries. Diet diaries. These are essentially food journals. They are kept not just by those hoping to lose some weight, but also by people who want to identify foods to which they may be allergic. Fictional diaries. Many books take the form of fictional diaries. The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole by Sue Townsend and the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series by Jeff Kenney have been bestsellers and made into successful films. Famous historical diaries. The Diary of Samuel Pepys is a very important historical document. Samuel Pepys was an ordinary businessman who lived in London during the 1600s. He kept a diary for 10 years, recounting life in that city. It was an eventful time, with the Great Plague of London in 1665 and the Great Fire of London in 1666, all recorded for posterity by Samuel Pepys. US presidents keep diaries of their time in the White House. The most interesting one is probably that of President Harry Truman. He filled his diaries with personal comments, which give an insight into what day-to-day life is really like for a president. He wrote after one meeting with an important man, "He not only wants to run the country, but the universe and the entire Milky Way." Do you keep a diary? If so, who knows, maybe one day it will become a famous document read by millions of people.